Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn the last Mishnah of the first Parak of Maseches Beitza and the first Mishnah of the second Parak of Maseches Beitza. So the last Mishnah of the first Parak is Mishnah Aleph Perek Yud. So other things that Beis Hillel allows you to send on Yom Tov. Meshalchen Kelim Bein Tfurim Bein Shein Tfurim. You're allowed to send clothing, whether they're sewn together and could be worn as a beged, or they're not sewn together and can only be used as covers. V'af Pishesh Ben Klayim. And you're allowed to do that even if there's shotness in it. But that's true only if it's made from some sort of stiff material. It's not going to provide any warmth. So if you sit on it or you lie on it, it's not going to be a violation of the issur of shatness. That's provided that it serves some sort of yantif need. Now, the Mishnah lists two things that you're not allowed to send as gifts, even according to the Beis Hillel. Avalo sandal hamasumar. You're not allowed to send sandals with nails in it, because you're not allowed to wear such sandals on Yom Tov. The Chacham Aser doing that on Shabbos Yom Tov, because there was a terrible tragedy that happened once. There was a bunch of people that were wearing these sandals, and they gathered in a cave to hide from attacking enemies, and they said no one's allowed to leave the cave because you're going to give away our location. And they panicked, and they thought that someone had left because the shoe became inverted or whatever, and they all started running and they trampled each other, and they had these nails sticking out of the sandals, and people died from it. So they said, you know what, we're going to make a new rule that you're not allowed to wear a sandal hamasumar on Yom Tov. So, v'lo sandal hamasumar. You're not allowed to send sandal hamasumar. V'lo minol she'en otafa. And you're also not allowed to send shoes where the leather pieces weren't sewn together, because you can't wear them on Yom Tov. Even if they're attached with like wooden pegs or something, it's not usable on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to send it. So then, another type of shoe that you can't send, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, aflo minol lavan. You can't send white shoes, because normally white shoes means they're not finished yet. They haven't been blackened yet. Because you need an uman to blacken them before anyone would wear them. So they're not wearable on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to blacken them on Yom Tov. The assumption is in Rabbi Yehuda's town, they wouldn't wear shoes that were white. They wouldn't wear shoes that were not yet blackened. Anything that can be used on Yom Tov, you're allowed to send as a gift on Yom Tov. I mean, that's the klal of both of the last two Mishnayos, the of Mishnah Test, which we learned yesterday, and of Mishnah Yud, that if it's something that someone will be able to use on Yom Tov, you can send it on Yom Tov. If it's something the person will not be able to use on Yom Tov, you can't send it on Yom Tov. So now we move on to Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So when Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. However, the Chum said that you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos unless you begin some of the cooking for Shabbos before Yom Tov started. So our Mishnah is going to talk about this Isser Midrabanan and how to get around this Isser Midrabanan. Yom Tov Shchalios Erev Shabbos, Lo Yivashel B'tchilum Yom Tov L'Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Friday, you're not allowed to begin cooking on Yom Tov, on that Friday, for the coming Shabbos, for the next day. Aval mevashel hu li Yom Tov vim hosir hosir l'Shabbos. But you're allowed to cook whatever you need on Yom Tov, and if you have extra, you have leftovers, certainly you can use those leftovers for Shabbos. So even though you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, midrabanan, if you begin cooking for Shabbos before Yom Tov starts, you're allowed to continue cooking for Shabbos on Yom Tov. So therefore, va'osir tafshil me'erev Yom Tov samichalav l'Shabbos. Very simply, all a person needs to do is make something, some cooked item that he's going to use for Shabbos before Yom Tov. That will signify the beginning of his Yom Tov preparations, and then he's allowed to continue cooking everything else that he needs for Shabbos on Yom Tov. And that's what we call Eruv Tavshilin. So now we're going to have a machlokas. What do you need for Eruv Tavshilin? How much do you have to cook in advance of Yom Tov? So B'Shami Omrim, Shnei Tavshilin. It needs to be two separate dishes. Because that's it, you would always have two dishes for a Shabbos meal, so you need to cook a proper Shabbos meal. Beisil says, no, you just need to start the cooking for Shabbos, so even just one dish is good enough. But even Beis Shammai agrees that if you have a fish with an egg on top of it, spoiled on top of it, that's considered two dishes when it comes to Erev Tavshilin, even though they're cooked together. So Mishnah talks about issues that may come up with food that was cooked for an Erev Tavshilin. Shava. Let's say the food was eaten or lost before you started cooking on that Friday, on Yom Tov, for Shabbos. Lo yivashal lebechila. Then you're not allowed to rely on it and continue cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. V'mshir mimenu kolshu. But if something is still left of the original food that was cooked on Erev Yom Tov, samich lev l'Shabbos. You can rely on that to keep on cooking on Yom Tov itself for the sake of Shabbos. So let's review what we learned today in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. We learned that you're allowed to send clothing that, or not clothing, but kalim, which, yeah, I guess is clothing, pieces of material that are sewn together, not sewn together, and even if it's shatnez, provided that it's not going to be a violation of the Isser of shatnez to use it, because it's very hard, and you're just going to sit on it, provided that it's l'tzorach hamoed. But anything people are not allowed to use on Yantif, like a sandal hamas, I'm a sumar, or not able to use on Yantif, like a shoe that's not sewn together, or Rabbi Yehuda says, a white shoe that they have no way to use because they would never use it until an uman had blackened it, that you're not allowed to send as a gift on Yom Tov either. Then Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if Yom Tov falls out on Friday, so there is an Isser Midrabanan that you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but if you began the cooking on Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to continue the cooking on Yom Tov itself. So Beishame holds, what does it mean, begin the cooking on Erev Yom Tov? That you made two cooked foods on Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos. Beisil says, no, one cooked food is good enough, but even Beishame agrees that if you have a fish with an egg on top of it, that's considered two cooked foods, even though it's all together. If you, if some of the food that you cooked from Yom Tov for Shabbos was eaten in advance, so then you're not allowed to rely on it to continue cooking. But if there's some of it that's still left, even if some of it was eaten, not as long as not all of it was eaten, so then you are allowed to rely on it and continue to cook on Yom Tov for the sake of that Shabbos. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis.